We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. In any decent story, you gotta have characters, the people in it. They can be generic or they can be complex, interesting, unique, like a girl who walks on her hands and writes with her feet. The protagonist, the main character, the good guy. In most works of fiction, it's usually opposed by the antagonist, the bad guy, the villain.
But what about the other folks? Are they just chilling?
Nope, not really though. Some of them are static, so they're flat, one-dimensional. Nothing real dramatic. The people with drama are called the dynamic characters. Like if they start out calm and get hysterical, or if they start out in love and end up not. That's the motion, and the motion that propels the plot.
What's that?
Fear not, I'll tell you in verse 3. Here's how it goes, writing fictional prose.
We got like characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking
about.
For the
setting of a story, you need to know when it occurs. Like 7:30 in the morning on November the 1st. It doesn't always have to be that specific. For instance, if the characters are using hieroglyphics, then you know you're in ancient times, not the present day. If somebody's driving up in a Chevrolet, you're in the present or the future or the recent past. But there's another setting question that we need to ask, and that's where location, it can be narrow, like 57 Main Street, Rio de Janeiro, where it can be broad, not specific at all, like somewhere in Canada, north of Montreal. So there you have it, the time and the place, even if it's in the future or up and out of space, make up a fundamental element of fiction, the setting. Now here's the hook again, so you don't forget it.
We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about.
Now, the plot unfolds in 5 different phases. I'll try to get you through it in just a few phrases. Take you all the way from beginning to end, but you gotta listen close to rewind again. Before action happens, we got the exposition, where the author can establish or begin a definition of the characters, the setting, and yes, the point of view. And once that's all established, we can move to phase 2. The rising action, a period of conflict and crisis. This part is unpredictable, it's full of surprises. So open up your eyes as wide as they can possibly be. After this, we're gonna hit phase 3, which is the climax, the high point, a moment most intense, a turning point, a major culmination of events. After that, there isn't really much more. We gotta end the story, let's go to phase 4. We got the denouement, that's what we call the falling action. And hopefully it leaves you with the sense of satisfaction. Cause phase 5 is the end, it's called the resolution. Tying it all together and we've come to the conclusion.
We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about. We got the characters, the setting, and of course the plot. It's the elements of fiction that I'm talking about.